They hear you. We in here. Mixed Culture. Check us out. Welcome to Mixed Culture, man. You know, we in a new season right now. It's your boy, Roosevelt. And guess who we got with us?
Kimmy.
Hey, you know what? We're going to do a crowd clap for that.
Y'all ready for season two?
Yeah, season two coming up, man. Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. We're going to start it off a little different. You know, when we first started, we didn't really... Y'all got a chance to see us in motion, you know, with all our guests and stuff like that. But we're going to just give y'all a little piece of us today. What you think about that, Kimmy?
I think it's wonderful. We want to allow you guys to get to know us on a more personable level, right? We realized that in the beginning we introduced ourselves, but allow us to reintroduce ourselves today. You'll learn more about who we are, how we came up with the concept, and about the podcast and just how, you know, life has got us going.
Definitely. Life has definitely got us going. You know, we definitely, let's start in the beginning. But, you know, before we start in the beginning, man, I just want to definitely give y'all some great energy starting off. Eric Thomas, shout out to Eric Thomas, man. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. You know, we're going to start off right there, y'all. We want to breathe every day. You know what I'm saying? When you wake up, you like, please let me be breathing. You know,
we absolutely want to breathe every day. Who wants to not be breathing? That means you did.
Hey, come on now. Now, but people say, I want to be successful, but do they want to, as much as they've asked, they want to breathe?
No, I think it all depends on how people define success, right? Success would just... Different strokes for different folks, right?
Correct.
You
correct.
Know, some correct. People just want to, you know, just... make it through the week. Other people want to make it to the top of the world.
Yeah, true. You know what I'm saying? What person are you?
Me and somewhere in between.
In between?
In between. Okay. I don't have to have it all.
Okay.
I don't want to just sustain.
Right. Be comfortable.
I want to be, I want to be comfortable. And with the surplus and the excess, I want to be able to give that and help others.
Yeah, give it back. I feel you on that. And that's what, you know, that's what success is. Success is being able to put yourself in a position to be able to give back. You know, it's not about you or just me, but it's about everybody. You know, that's what Mixed Culture is about. I believe personally, once we first thought about it, we thought about different names and stuff like that. Remember in the beginning when we were talking about it, Kimmy?
Yeah, I mean, you got to go roll it back. Uh-huh. Like, we actually met. Right.
Uh-huh.
This would have been about 3 years ago. This was during COVID. Like,
This was
during COVID.
Yeah.
And I actually had a job, y'all. For those that don't know, I'm self-employed. And I have a small business and I contract. And, but I was working for an organization and I was promoting their brand, like really more so just promoting what I do out to the community. And I came across Roosevelt and I'm like, man, I got some information, some resources.
That was Rent-A-Center. That was Rent-A-Center. I'm talking about that was when they was paying rent. You know what I'm saying? They was giving money out. You know, they was giving a little bit of money for
Indy Rent Help.
Come on now,
housing
man.
Housing Stability Program.
Hey, yes. I'm talking about she had all the resources. She was the resource lady. You feel me?
I'm still a resource. I'm that chick. I'm definitely resourceful. I'm a personal cheerleader too. And if I can't find it for you, if I don't already have the knowledge, I'm going to find it out for you. But Roosevelt contacted me, man, after he left.
Rent-A-Center.
That was like 3 years later.
Yeah, that was a trying time. You know, guys, and I think everybody can go with this. You know, sometimes you get in life, you get to a point, it's like, okay, what am I doing? You know, you looking at, you trying to, you working a job that you don't like, but it's paying the bills, you know. But you know, you got something in you that's bigger than you and you don't even know how to get to it. So it's like, how do you set yourself up to be able to pursue those things in a healthy manner, in a productive way. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, she was the resource. I remember I said, you know what? I'm quitting this job. I'm done. I got to do something. And went to holler at Kimmy and, you know what I'm saying, just told her what's going on. And, you know, my passion is to – I'm an entertainer, man. If you ever been around me, I'm rooting for you. I'm a personal cheerleader as well. You know what I'm saying? But anytime you're around me, you're going to have a good time. I'm talking about regardless. Like, you could be going through, woo, hell and hot water. But you're going to find something funny, something to smile about in that hot water. You feel me?
Amen, amen.
So, yeah, that's kind of like the beginning. And I told her about, I said, man, you know, I want to get out here and do something. You feel me?
And it's funny because at that time that you actually, because I think at some time during that 3-year span that we hadn't like been communicating and everything, I was going through some personal growth challenges myself where I wasn't happy with what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was kind of monotonous. You're just getting up, doing the same thing every day. There was no passion to it. Hey, shout out to my people at the local post office here. I love you guys. I miss you guys. But I worked at the post office while I was going to school full time, you know, overnight. And it just wasn't getting it for me,
yeah,
personally. And so I had went to school and had, you know, degreed up, okay? Degree not utilizing one of them. And so, you know, for me, I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. The money was great,
yeah,
but I was not fulfilling my purpose. I felt
it was something there that you wasn't getting fulfillment. Like you said, you weren't for that fulfillment.
I wasn't.
You was missing something.
And then I was also missing out on my kids growing up. Like, I worked overnight, so, you know, that meant 10 to 6:30. 10 p.m. to 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, like, by the time they getting up and getting ready to school and everything, I'm seeing them on their way out the door, like, peace, y'all, have a good day. Kissy, kissy, kissy. Mm-hmm. Seeing them a couple of hours after school, and then I'm taking my nap right before work.
Right.
It was not, it wasn't getting, but I did that for almost 6 years. And so I started my health, you know, I had some health challenges as well, and it just wasn't a conducive environment while I was just thriving. I felt like my body was deteriorating.
Ooh,
in the condition that, you know, under the circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
I would talk to my doctor about it, and, you know, doctor going to tell you, just go ahead and, so at one point I was talking to my significant other, I said, man, I'm tired. Like, I don't know what's going on. But I emailed my doctor probably at about 3:00 in the morning and said, you know what? Currently, like, my body is XYZ.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, I don't know, like, what's going on right now with me.
Mm-hmm.
But until we can figure that out,
yeah,
I'm taking a leave of absence from work.
Yeah.
And I need you to support me on this because why not, right?
Correct.
If I come to you every single time I have an ailment or a problem,
mm-hmm,
and I'm not living an optimal life, and there's nothing that you could do about it, let me seek internally what's going on.
Yeah.
You want to put me on pills and tell me I'm depressed.
Big
no,
pharma.
I'm not depressed. I'm just not happy. Like,
right.
You know, my life is not.
It sounds like depression,
no,
though. You know,
it's not.
You know,
I need to make some changes, and a pill not going to do that for me.
True.
You feel me?
True.
So for me, it was okay. Advocating for yourself first.
Yeah.
That's what we all need to learn how to do. Advocate for yourself. Know the difference between mental illness, what you feeling. If you're not happy in the circumstances or a situation that you have going on, man, okay, what can I do to change this? Right?
True.
Start seeking a solution to your problem.
There you go. Talk to me nice.
So, during that time, you know, I left what I was doing. And I started exploring things in my field because clearly I went to school for something that I felt really passionate about. Right?
Correct. That's a good thing.
Wanted to help others. So I have a undergraduate degree. That's a bachelor's degree for people that don't know. In rehabilitation and human services. And I also have a master's degree in counseling. So what you also don't know is that I don't have a high school diploma or a GED.
Crazy.
That's insane, right? I dropped out of high school. I was a teen mom. And for a long time, like, I just wasn't the person that would just, you know, fall back in line. Oh, you got to get your GED. You got to get your high school diploma. I was in retail management for quite some time. I even got to assistant manager just off of work ethic alone. Learned the ropes and, you know, everything that I needed to do. Yeah. And, you know, I got to a point where I wanted to move up in the world.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We and all so, do. It's time to level up.
Let me tell y'all. I tried leveling up, and they leveled me down because I didn't have a high school diploma or a GED. I interviewed with a very, very popular brand, right? Major retailer. Went through three interviews, three people, panels and everything. They say, oh, you got the job. Like, I was on my popping.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The young ripe age of 28. Like, when I say they paying people right now at what? $18 an hour, and I like had I stayed where I was, man, I'd probably be a CEO somewhere. Let me tell you, they dashed on my they had me messed up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna just say it was AT&T, y'all. They had me come in for an interview, and so
What's up, Bria? How you doing, Mama?
At the time of the at the time of the interview, I did not have a high school diploma or a GED, but I was already a manager at a major retailer.
Yeah.
In a downtown location. They hired me.
Yeah.
Right? I did fib on the application a little bit.
I think you know.
You say, do you have a high school diploma? What's the last grade you completed? Well, I guess it was 12 in my mind, it was 12. I mean, I stayed all 4 years of high school. I just didn't graduate.
Right.
So the lady called me back. She like, you know, we're having a hard time verifying that you, you know, you finished high school. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't.
Like, you could have been told
me that. Right. But what you need me to do? You need me to go take this GED test real quick?
Hey, that's real quick.
Like, you know, I'm sure I could pass it. Like, it's just probably a gym grade or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know how high school do. You ain't got enough credits. Like, I put my work in.
Yeah.
You know. But apparently that wasn't enough. She said, well, I'm sorry. You're going to have to rescind the offer because in order for you to be eligible for this position, you would have had to meet the requirements and have a GED or high school diploma in the first place.
Uh-huh.
So they took it. They took it from me. That's crazy.
They bogus for that one.
One thing that I knew that I had was everything that they needed. They hired me based on my skills, what I brought to the table. They interviewed me. I was able to articulate everything.
Uh-huh.
Every single
it's
thing.
It's in us, though. I'm talking about we show up, show out.
Man.
Yeah.
And so it crushed me. It hurt. It like, how could something so simple hold somebody back? So from that point on, I researched ways to go to school without getting a college education without a high school diploma or GED, and I found it.
Obviously.
So because I was just, you know, how many times somebody got to tell you no? Like,
a lot, because you're gonna get that yes in a minute, though.
Right.
You know, you can't
and
give
so,
up.
It was that kind of put me on the path that I'm on. It was a hell-bent war path because I was just mad as hell at the time. Because why would they do that? But I get it. Y'all have rules.
Regulations.
You know, all that good policies, procedures. Y'all do. This is what we live by, I guess.
Uh-huh. Laws.
No, that wasn't no law. That was just something that they came up with internally.
In that moment.
But, I mean, thank y'all. Because now I'm on the path that I'm on. And guess what? I still don't have it, but I'm further along. Hey.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, see, a lot of people don't know that, man. So,
oh, and just in case y'all watching, it was called the ability to benefit test. It's a test that basically says that if you have the ability to benefit from a college education, you just have to take a test at a local community college. Right now, I think they call it the AccuPlacer.
Yep,
but if you can
place,
if you score high enough, and let me tell you, if you score high enough, you can get in to remedial math courses, remedial English, whatever, and still start taking college courses right off the bat, enroll in college.
Yeah.
Call me if you need some help learning more about that. 218-779-1660.
Say it one more time.
218-779-1660. I'm the person that will give you resources and access to whatever community, whatever you need in the community, right?
Yes.
So do not get discouraged, because I wouldn't be here where I am today without somebody telling me no. And me turning my lemons into a lemonade. Let me sip.
You feel me? Hey, mama, what's up? How you doing, mama?
Hey, proud mom. I know that's right.
You feel? That's what I'm talking about, man. That's a mouthful. And you guess what? And you still moving. You still got things you working on and putting in place.
And do.
This an everyday thing. You wake up. I got successes on my mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got successes on my mind. Hey, you feel me?
So what's next? I know, like, we took a little left turn there. We were talking about how we met. Let's get back on track.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, for me personally, at that time, for me, it was just, I was just at a no, you know, like I said, with Rent-A-Center, definitely made some great money. It was good. It was a good position. Was doing some awesome things. But what happened is they fired everybody. They fired the whole crew, my whole family. So it was like, I don't even want to work here no more. But at the process, we was all talking about doing our own ventures and starting our own businesses and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so it brought me to, I'm like, oh, man, Kimmy. Okay, man, you know, I quit my job, went to Kimmy. Like, man, Kimmy, you know, I started like this. You know, I got into, I want to say, entertainment early at 16. Mm-hmm. I went to a high school in Chicago. It was called Best Practice High School. Shout out Best Practice High School. It was one of the we was one of the first freshmen and also the first seniors to graduate from that.
Oh, nice.
A block away from United Center.
Oh, is that the one that, are you guys the ones that had to dress up in the suits and the ties?
No. We ain't had to do that. They didn't incorporate all that.
Got it.
We was over there. I think old school was a Crane. We was over there by Crane. Mm-hmm. You know, West Side. You know what I'm saying? So, but my first ever job, period, was working for Community Television Network in Chicago. We came on Channel 19. I know everybody in Chicago. Y'all remember watching Channel 19 for The Awakenings now.
I remember The Awakenings.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we shared that channel with them, and we was called Hardcover. Okay. And so we was the youth. You know, when you hear about Chicago, only thing you hear about is negative. You know, the youth ain't doing this. The youth ain't doing it. They're killing each other. So what Hardcover strived to do was bring a positive aspect, what the youth are doing in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, going out to the old folk homes and assisting with them. You know, getting out here doing poetry slams and doing positivity. You know what I'm saying? Helping in the community. You know what I'm saying? When I say that, we say rock the vote, right? Yeah. Rock the vote in your community. So we have a bunch of us, you know, going out, delegate. Hey, let's go to the mayor's office. Let's go see what we got out there. Mm-hmm. You know how you got your one side of town and this side of town, but you got people to represent that.
The council member, the city?
Yeah.
The wards.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't have wards, though. I forgot what we got. But, yeah, you know, we went to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we thinking about this. And at this time, we was talking about police brutality. Mm-hmm. We did a commercial for a bail bondsman. You know, shut your mouth when you get, like, shut up, be quiet, don't say nothing to them. You know what I'm saying? If you say something, you're going to put yourself in hurt.
Yeah, incrimination. Self-incrimination.
Yes. So I was alderman. There you go. Precincts. Okay. There we go. Okay, appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She said that's Jones commercial with the suit and ties.
Yeah, Jones. Okay. Hey, Jones commercial. They was nice. They was nice out there. I remember them too. My sister went to Julian.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. Anyway, so that was my first job.
My little baby boo went to Julian.
So, you know what I'm saying? My first job was in the TV. So I was a host. I was a cameraman. I was an editor. Mm-hmm. So what happened was we used to put these – we remember, was you in Chicago when Dantrell Davis got shot?
I probably
over
was.
There at Cabrini Green?
Maybe. Yeah. More than likely, I probably was.
I think this was 96.
I lived in Chicago my entire life. With so many people, like, so many things have happened. So many people have gotten killed or murdered.
Yeah.
Like, it's
but
it's,
that was like the first, that was when they was sniping people off the building. He was the first child over there at that time that got sniped off. His name was Dantrell Davis. We did a big show on him. We actually went over there, talked to some of the police officers, talked to the community, and, you know what I'm saying, really got a positive aspect out. You know, regardless, it was a sad situation, but it was a lot of positivity with the people that we was dealing with. And so with that, saying all that to say, that was my first taste of, man, you know what? I could do this.
Okay.
I could be a cameraman. I could be a host. I done hosted a bunch of poetry slams, things, talent shows. So I could do this. So when I was leaving Renison, I was like, you know what? I need to get back to this. I need to get back to that. I need to get back in the business. But, you know, we in Grand Forks. Where is it at? And then as I was talking to you, I remember you saying, so what you think you got? And you brung up a memory for me. I was like, this lady told me about this podcast place, you know, and I was letting you know, you like, well, shit, go. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. I think I ain't never
No, you wasn't going to go. Look, wasn't going to go. Okay, so then this is me doing what I do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't pull this card. And okay, we going to call him up right now and get him on the phone and see him. Paul, you remember that phone call? You remember the phone call when you first got the phone call from Roosevelt? About coming in and interning?
Yeah, I came up here.
You came up. But you called before you came.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I ain't called. Paul, did I call you?
You absolutely did.
I came up here.
No, you called. You heard him. He said you did. You want to know how I know you called? Because I made you call. And that's how you knew that they was in the studio and you was going to be there.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But you know what I'm saying? That's another thing. Like I said, if it, you know, she definitely put that fire under me. And then here we are, you know, damn it, darn near a year later. You know what I'm saying? We 10 episodes, 9 episodes in, and we working on our second season. So that's kind of, you know, the birth of Mixed Culture. We had a few different names. My thing was On Purpose. I remember that?
Yeah.
On Purpose. So I gave that to Kimmy. Then Kimmy came back like, you know what? We can do Mixed Culture, Conversation with a Purpose.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. Okay. And now, what is mixed culture to you?
Everything that everything's not. All encompassing. I mean, I think just being a city girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
In dead smack middle of Grand Forks, farmland, rural community. I think we didn't have, like, when looking at what was represented.
Yeah.
There was not a mix of culture in that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Even when I was on campus, I think it was like 1-2% black student population there.
Yeah.
You know, we growing. But still, like, so mixed culture was like, okay, well, let's bring a little of, you know, a little flavor, leave a little of our personalities into the mix. Let's talk about our experiences. Let's get other people's experience. Let's see what's going on here. And so let's also reach out and connect, because, like, media is the media, right? You're only going to see what you're going to see.
Correct.
Right?
And that's why they think Chicago's so bad, until you get there and understand that it's a lot of positive things going on in
Chicago.
It
is, and it's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
And so what I will say here is that I still miss the, it's, there's a lack of cultural diversity here. Mm-hmm. I mean, there, you know, like when I say, and just culture in general, like, we don't have any museums. Well, you know what? They got the Myra Museum. They got the one. But no, when I say, like, museums, right, I'm thinking, like, they don't have a
science of industry.
Right. They don't have a natural field museum. You know, a museum of natural history.
Yeah.
They don't have a DuSable Museum.
Yes,
you know,
DuSable. That's the founder of Chicago.
Right. So we don't have that, you know, we have a zoo, that features, you know, small animals that were caught, you know, and farm animals and things like that. But like Chicago, it's a zoo, Red River Zoo in Fargo.
It's in Fargo. Okay, that's
in Fargo. They got a red panda. They do.
Oh, okay.
They don't have no giraffes, no elephants. Look, I took my daughter there the first time we came to visit. That was probably back in 2012. She was like, this ain't no zoo. We used to Lincoln Park and Brookfield Zoo, right?
Yeah,
there's not a a shed aquarium. There are so many things that there's an art institute there.
Yeah.
There are so many things. So when I say, oh, because we do have like New Americans, we have Black people, you know, you have white people, you got Native Americans.
Yeah.
You have there's culture here, but it's not represented in a way in a city where you just
see it. Yeah, you see it. So that's what
they have events, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not a place that you can go to see that represented all the time.
Right, like you can go to, Jewtown over there and see all, you know what I'm saying? You can go to Chinatown in Chicago and, you know what I'm saying? You can go to, you know, you got these certain areas where you can just go see the culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where
taste of the food and things like that and everything. Yeah. And when he say Jewtown, it is not a shade or anything like that. That's what it's called in Chicago.
Hey, you know, that was on Facebook, one of the Chicago posts. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody do get their panties in a bunch about that. Jewtown is not meant just, you know, the Jews, you know, a negative notation. But when we say Jewtown, this is where we went to get the Jewtown Polish, you know what I'm saying, with the fried onions. And
it was just a Maxwell Polish, and it's just fried.
See,
like,
this is Jewtown Polish, you know what I'm saying, deep fried, you know. But no, this is where we got our deals at. Anything that you want, you can go get your, remember the troop jackets, the 8-ball jackets? You know, you can go down there and score real big. Like, hold on, let me get that right quick.
But they named the communities after its residents. So even when we say, you know, you going down on 22nd or whatever,
Sir Matt,
you going to Chinatown because that's where it's heavily populated and all the restaurants there serve Chinese American Thai food, things like that. Asian cuisine, right?
Yeah.
And so I think like as time has shifted and we've moved, right? Things have become more.
Italy, yeah, I remember Greek Town. Yeah, Greek Town
we
was
have
good
Greek
too.
Yes, my
mama over there talking about it.
Little Italy, all of that. Yeah.
I stayed in Little Italy, right there off of 12th and Roosevelt. Actually, here we go back. We going in tangents, but you know what I'm saying.
It's okay,
but it's mixed culture.
We're having
that's
a conversation.
That's where mixed culture come from. All those things we talking about, those different cultures, and that's what we strive to do here, I believe. Now, what else you say mixed culture was? I'm sorry.
So, I mean, for me, it was just more about bringing, you know, diverse experiences to the table.
Yes.
You know, having many different types of conversations.
Yes.
Just talking. I love different perspectives. You know, I like people that have open minds. I want to hear what somebody else is thinking. I want to take into consideration their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions, whatever they have gone through, right?
Yes.
I'm not an expert on anything or anybody
but
my own personal life.
Correct.
Maybe my children's until they, you know, become an adult and then they can tell me, like, what their experiences truly are.
Yeah.
But, like, I can only speak for myself.
Uh-huh.
So when I say mixed culture, like, you not from here,
mm-hmm.
right? But you here.
Correct.
Right. What is that like for you?
Correct.
Where you come from?
Yeah.
Like,
let's talk about it.
Right. And so that is what it is. What about for you?
Mixed culture for me is basic, similar. I just see it as, you know, just bringing in the forefront different, you know, attitudes, different perspectives, different, just different people. You know what I'm saying? Even just people that's been here, they still have they live a different way than the norm.
Well, I mean, it's not the norm. Like, this typical and atypical, right? So our norm might be different from somebody else's norm.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So, like, who am I to say what's normal and what's not normal?
True.
Everybody
but I'm
just
saying, you know, they got
lane.
The... Yeah, everybody, but at the end of the day, it's still those norms that's there.
Your norms that you grew
no,
up
that,
with.
No, that society has.
What you mean?
Okay, when I say the norms that society has, meaning, you know, you don't cross the street when the light red. You don't keep going when the light red. That's a norm.
So you saying, you from Chicago, boy. You saw them people downtown go walk across the street, whether the light red or green, whatever.
Tell
you
true.
Stop for the people.
And they
the
just
pedestrians
looking at you.
Have the right
they looking
way.
At you like you did something.
Pedestrians have the right of way. Hey, I didn't learn that until I was an adult, though. For real.
Right, true, real talk. But no, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, mixed culture is, you know, just bringing something fresh. When I think of mixed culture, it's bringing, every time we do it, we bring something fresh. Rather it just be us, rather it be a guest. We want to bring something, a conversation with a purpose. And this conversation right now is let y'all a little bit know about us. as the mixed culture. Shout out to Marie Stewart. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, Marie. Where you from? Where you from?
Check in, chime in. What city you talking about? You know? But yeah, we want to do something different. Let's go to another quote by Eric Thomas, man. Ooh, I'm telling y'all, Eric Thomas. Go on here. You got one for us? Yes.
Why compare yourself to others? No one in the entire world can do a better job of being you than you. Hello?
Oh, that spoke on so many different levels.
It did.
Say it one more time, though.
Why? Compare yourself to others. No one in the entire world can do a better job of being you than you.
Man, give y'all a clap, man. Amen, give y'all amen. Self a clap, man. That's what I'm talking about. Can't nobody do what you do. I don't care who said what, how they said it, when they said it. Ain't nobody gonna be like you. So you need to take more off in yourself, understand your worth, understand that you do matter. You do matter. You that's watching this right now, you matter.
Absolutely.
Your thoughts, however you feel, whatever you want to articulate, the world is truly yours if you believe it.
Yeah, I think so many of us want to try to step into others' shoes and, you know, do things the way that other people have done. We're actually brought up in a way where, like, we our parents, in a sense, kind of, like, raise us to duplicate their steps until we get to a position where, you know, like, you can take care and be your own person.
True.
But, I mean, what's for you is for you.
Come right? on now.
Can't nobody take that away from you. What God got for you
is for you.
Is only for you. And so you can use people as inspiration, right?
Yes.
You can be inspired by others' stories, their past, their experiences. You can learn from others, but make sure you tailor that into your own thing and make it where it fits you. Don't feel bad because you didn't get what Susan got,
mm-hmm.
what Cora's got, uh-huh. what Corey got, what little Tommy got.
Yeah.
Like, whoever.
But I wanted it, though.
No. What's for you is for you.
I wanted it, though.
You can't have it.
Why not?
Because God says you can't.
I wanted it, though.
He said create your own path. Follow his voice.
Tell me the truth and shame
right?
the devil. You
Man.
Feel me?
Listen to him.
So let's get a little bit into you, though, Miss Kimmy.
You didn't get into me enough. Nope.
No, not yet. I just want to know, what's your go-to comfort food?
I am definitely a foodie. Let me see. Chocolate cake.
Chocolate. Is it just regular chocolate? Milk chocolate? German chocolate?
No.
It's dark chocolate? Special chocolate?
It's chocolate cake. I like chocolate ganache. I'm like,
you just turned into a kid as you talk about it. I just see the kid in you right now.
Like... I like ice cream, but I can't have it because I'm lactose
intolerant. Oh, man. You know what? That's a universal treat. I think ice cream is definitely a good comfort food for me as well.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate cake and ice cream.
I'm talking about I'll smile. Soon somebody say some ice cream, like, it just give me one of them cheeseburger smiles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You just thought
of... That's just, sweet stuff. Like, I like all types of food. Like, my mama just fixed some turkey wings.
Mama cooked some turkey wings and
ooh,
didn't invite
gravy.
Me?
Yes,
okay, now we got to talk about that, Mama. You can't be cooking turkey wings and not inviting me. Go on here.
I like Sunday soul food because it just reminds you of family and gathering. And, like, it's always for a special occasion. And I don't know. Like, it's just random. It depends on what it is. I think I go through phase. I don't have a constant. I do have and strawberry cheesecake.
Oh,
yeah, I like different stuff. And they got to have real strawberries. Don't give me the little juice drizzle or whatever.
Yeah, that fake stuff.
Falodon extra. Yes.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your favorite?
My favorite comfort food is cereal. You know, as a child, I grew up in, like I said, the generic. Remember the white box that just said cornflakes? You know what I'm saying?
The white box was cornflakes.
All the boxes was white. And it just said exactly what was on it.
Oh, we don't.
Remember, I'm talking, we used to have the powdered milk. You know what I'm saying? So what happens, you remember powdered milk?
Absolutely not.
You don't remember powdered milk?
We never used powdered milk.
Oh, man, household. Boy. Yeah, we had powdered milk.
So do you add water to that?
Yeah.
Yuck. Sound nasty.
So I was, you know, as a kid, I was deprived for cereal. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So as I got older, I like the, my favorite is peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. That's my go-to, though. I love me some good peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. I started to like Lucky Charms, but they say they about to ban Lucky Charms because of some of that.
Yeah, the food coloring.
Yeah, the Oreos. They talking about the Flamin' Hots.
That it's on the FDA. FDA list.
By the time they about to ban this stuff, it's most stuff they need to ban, but you know. Oh, Paul like pizza, huh? What kind of pizza you like, Paul? All pizza. Hey, I want you to try the Home Run Inn pizza at Walmart, man. Try the Supreme and try the sausage and pepperoni.
They got it at Aldi's, too.
They got Home Run at Aldi's?
They got Home Run Inn at Aldi's. $7.99, I think.
$6 right now at Walmart.
Walmart got it then. They the big ones.
Yeah, the big ones.
You know, Sam's Club was selling Home Run and
the double packs. The double packs.
Ooh,
you
remember Reggio's?
Ooh,
Giordano's.
Giordano's.
Deep dish.
Deep dish, baby.
Yeah.
Unreal. I miss Giordano.
You know what?
You got to make a trip.
You know what?
Next time, I'm going to hold you to that too, mama.
I like Italian beefs too.
Oh, double dip. Yes, dip. Yes. With that cheese on. Yes. You know they got a spot here, right?
They
got Italian beefs. Do it just, you know where it's at,
yeah,
right?
The food truck.
No, it ain't the food. It's an actual restaurant. We can go to it right now and get it.
Really? Is it the same? No. See, you know.
Yes.
When people try to replicate.
It's never going to be the same. It ain't at home. But it's similar, though.
Mm-mm.
It's similar, though.
You can't mess around.
What's the name of the hot dog place? Dog Mahal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dog Mahal. Shout out to Dog Mahal, man. And they got a Chicago dog, too.
Ricky went there and had it. It was not the same. We make better ones at home.
Of course we do. That's easy.
But you know what, Dog Mahal, thank you for replicating the taste, for bringing flavors that were not originally here so that we can try them. And, yeah, we definitely talked. Who are you on the phone with?
Yes, I am. Oh, my daughter called me. I'm sorry. You can go on here. I'm still listening.
It's okay. Everything okay?
Yeah. Everything good.
Okay. It's the early out today, y'all. It's early out today. For those who have children in elementary and high school.
All right. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
1:30 for the elementary schools, 1 p.m. for the high schools. But, I have to be mindful of the platform that I have and the words that I use because I never want to be like, oh, that's nasty, boo, 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 boo.
Right.
I mean, given this is my personal opinion, my personal experience, right? Mm-hmm. And does not reflect any views or not shade or anything like that, but I've had better.
I second that emotion.
But they said they have good food and there are other dishes that
try. I'm talking about they got an eclectic menu. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about they got on the weekends they do a waffle sausage waffle
brunch,
little buffet
brunch.
I'm talking about you gotta wanna try it though. You gotta I'm talking about they take you through a different levels of like, ooh.
So it sounds like you wanna get them on the show soon. Talk about where they get their inspiration from.
Yeah, you know what? We can definitely
maybe they
do
can
that.
Promote that. You hear that, Dog Mahal?
Shout out to Dog Mahal, man. I'm definitely gonna send this to you. Check us out. You know what I'm saying? Mixed culture again. Dog Mahal, y'all. And then you can go see a nice concert there, too, while you eat a nice Italian beef dip.
I like that they have, like a platform for young people to come and gather and play music. That's kind of like the open mic night. They got different bands playing and things like that, and it's a safe place for kids to go and hang out, high school kids.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's not like I said. They got the older. They got the vinyl. They got the old games we used to play.
Yeah, this is a record shop. Okay, so we leave them something to talk about whenever they decide to come on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Dog Mahal, though.
What's next for you?
What's next for me, far
what's
as well?
What's next for you?
Well, far as well.
What you got going on? What's your passion?
What's next right now is I'm working on self-discipline. I should have got it younger.
Ooh.
So they say some get it slow, some get it fast, some don't get it at all. I thank God that I'm getting it right now. But I want y'all to please be patient. God ain't finished with us yet.
Man,
so
PBPGAFWUS, I'm trying to tell you. Because I'm working on accountability in this season for myself as well.
Yes.
Yes.
So self-discipline, man, it's really been on my birth for the last month or two. So really dying to old ways and create new ways. You know, it takes about a good 88 days to really solidify something in your life. Mm-hmm. So doing things differently, reading more. Actually been reading more, listening to books at while I'm at work. Shout out to, I can read books while, I mean, listen to books while I'm at work.
Okay.
Shout out to the work, you feel me? That's and
so self-betterment.
Yeah, yeah. Dun, and dun, I think dun. the next role is, hey, guess what? If y'all ain't heard, check out A Love in Action open mic every second Saturday of the month. And I'm going to be there because I'm working on my speaking skill too, my public speaking skills. So y'all can just let me know what's going on and what y'all think about it. Because we out here. What's that say?
Connie's Pizza, decent too.
Connie's Pizza. Mike West, what's up? Shout out to Mike West. I've never had Connie's Pizza. You had Connie's Pizza?
I have.
That's here in Chicago?
That was in Chicago.
I ain't never heard of Connie's Pizza in Chicago.
That's because you left Chicago.
Fiesta.
Remember, say, what's the other Italian one? Italian Fiesta.
Italian Fiesta.
Nice,
come on now.
Greasy pizza.
Ooh-wee.
Okay, so how long did you stay in Chicago?
I left Chicago. Well, you know, I left Chicago probably at 17.
Okay.
And then I was, you know, I'm always going. Matter of fact, I'm going back to
like, the city.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to the Chicago this year, too. You know, got to make that trip, say what's up to the family out in Indiana. What is the best way to get in contact with yous? The best way, you can hit us on Facebook.
Yes, Facebook. Look us up. We're Mixed Culture with Roosevelt and Kimmy. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Music. We're on Amazon Music. We're on YouTube, Mixed_Culture2023. But if you type in Mixed Culture with Roosevelt and Kimmy, you'll find all the links to those. And they're also in the description box, too.
Yes, yes. Check us out. You know, on the Facebook, you can just send us a message. We'll get it. And whatever ideas you got. We definitely willing to talk. Let's talk and see what we can create, Miss Marie Stewart. Shout out to you.
Okay, so I got a question.
She got a question. Uh oh, Kimmy has questions.
What is the greatest lesson life has taught you?
The greatest lesson life has taught me
so far, because your life not over yet.
Beggars. Yeah, Beggars was good too. Beggars Pizza was good too.
That's good.
That I can be authentically myself. I don't have to bend, break a fold or fraud for anybody.
Okay.
I can be authentically myself in any situation with anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't have to put on a face. You know, some people just put on face. Like, I think we talked about that one of our podcasts. We were talking about relationships and getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, you know, you meet their representative first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I say, no, well, me personally, I'm just authentically me. See, this is right. What you get. If you won't deal with it, that's cool. So I think life situations has brought me to that point where I could just be me.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing I've learned. And also that I have dominion over everything in the earth. What about you?
Look at you, biblical scholar. Quote the scripture. Quote the scripture.
What about you?
Faith. Faith first, then mind over matter. Like, no matter what your circumstances look like,
mm-hmm.
no matter what you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Man.
Talk to me.
There's always a way out.
Always.
God got you.
God got you.
You gotta, man. Your mind has to be in a place where, for me, with my health situations that I had, my mind had to be in a place where my body wasn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh, say it one more time.
My mind had to be in a place where my body wasn't.
That's a quote from Kimmy now, y'all. I always remember that.
Right. My faith had to be where... Man, I didn't feel like, you know, like I wasn't 100%.
Uh-huh.
My faith had to be bigger than that.
Yes, it did. Yes, you know, do. Yes.
No matter, let me say, you can have a
faith of a mustard seed. Come on now.
Yeah. But I got big faith, and I thank God every day for how far he has brought me.
Yeah.
And I was just telling my significant other the other day. Like, man, I mess up a lot. You know? Like, mm-hmm. in spite of everything, in spite of all the choices that I make for myself outside of God, mm-hmm. he continually blesses me. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm humbled by that. And I think that he grants me grace all the time.
Yes. New, all the time. Every morning.
All the time. Mm-hmm. But do you know that if I get aligned with his perfect and direct will, mm-hmm. what else could be in store for my family?
Open up the gates.
You know, like for us, for overflow. Me, for like, overflow. And so for me, it's always just the biggest thing that I can take away from that is just striving to be better every single day.
Yes, in him.
Right.
In him.
Closer, better.
Yes.
And not allowing my salvation to be shepherded just by one person. Not responsible for, like, a church isn't responsible for that. You know, like, me being on my P's and Q's.
Yeah.
Right?
Dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
My parents can't be responsible for that.
Nope.
Right, that whole part about accountability.
Yes.
You know, my mama's still praying for me. Thank you, mama. I love you.
Hey, that's the only way we can get it.
Right. My family prays for me.
So mama said, how do you come to know about faith?
Man, situations in the Bible. Like, just praying and believing.
Mm.
Faith is about belief.
Mm.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Believing that God will bring you out.
Believing in something that you can't see, but you feel.
Man.
And I agree with you, man. I think me personally, my faith came in, like I say, was reading. I remember I lived a godless life until like 26.
What is godless?
I kind of knew.
You didn't believe in him?
No, I didn't. I knew it was something up there. Like, mm-hmm. I knew it was something, you know. You know, they used to take me to church and stuff when I was young. I didn't pay attention. I was
sleeping. Man, I was in church 6 days out of the 7 days.
Yeah, I'm talking about, man, but I'm talking about I didn't really.
It's an exaggeration what I just said, Mama.
Not 6 days.
It wasn't 6 days. It might have been 4 or 5, but it was a lot. Then you have to go home and come back to church later on.
Yeah, but they did feed you good.
I mean, yeah. Okay, back to you. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
So you didn't.
I didn't really get into understanding God's plan and things like that. So I was 26. I'm 43 now. Mm-hmm. So what I found that helped me was, you know, spending that time in the Word, actually applying application. Mm-hmm. I think application is really big. You can definitely read the Bible back and forth and, you know, say, take it for it's a book. It's a bunch of tales and stories and, you know, that. But if you apply, it's going to open up. Because what I found, and what's crazy about the Word is that once you apply the Word, he'll open that same Word back up, and it'll mean something totally different in the next season. It's a living Word. So, yeah, shout out to God. You know, shout out to Jesus. What's up, Tim? What's up, Kim? What you got, son? You got something cooking over there.
Just deep in thought. Look, personal praise, all that good stuff. Man.
So let me ask you this.
What?
What's a misconception people often have about you?
I don't know. Let me say why I don't know. Because ain't nobody ever going to tell me to my face.
Put your hands on me, dude.
I don't know. You know what? I have a... My face is very expressive. I'm a very expressive individual. Yeah. I don't think that I don't know what people think of me. I've never really cared, to be honest. So I don't know.
Okay.
Misconception.
Yeah.
You know what? In a professional field.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not fully walking in my purpose, and I don't like wear my credentials, and I'm not like behind a desk and, you know, doing a 9-to-5 thing. Well, because I'm self-employed.
Yeah.
When people meet me, they don't think of me as they see me. They probably think, I feel like the way in which they interact or engage with me,
mm-hmm.
they don't know who I really am.
Have they tried?
When I say they don't know who I really am, the education piece.
Yeah.
And so it's only when I sign off on an email and they see my credentials,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. or because they'll only know, like, I don't dress the part.
Right. True.
Right. You'll see me outside in t-shirt and a pair of gym shoes and jogging pants, a pair of jeans. I wake up and I'm with the people that I'm with and I'm dressing like them, you know, yeah. like that's cool. Like, I'm comfortable. They comfortable, you know. I don't want a power dynamic that I want you to feel like you got to put on for me. And I don't want you to feel, you know, like, intimidated by me.
Yeah.
So we cool.
We want to keep it original, right to the point.
So if you see me out here in these streets and I'm looking like the streets.
Because I help the streets. You feel me? I am in these streets.
I come from the hood. I'm educated.
Edumacation.
I'm edumacated. Yeah, and so maybe that's a misconception. Like, and then it's like, oh, so I have to, like, you know, write an email or something like that and, you know, talk about ethics or, you know, just following up, and then it's like, you get me in a room and you have a real conversation.
Yeah. Then it's like, oh my goodness, I wouldn't even known this. You are the sweetest thing since ice cream.
I don't know about sweet. I'm very much matter-of-factly and maybe too serious on many days, but.
That's okay. You know yeah, what I'm saying? You are you. You and I unapologetically you.
I am. Sometimes I apologize, though. I can be a little much.
Mm,
what about you? What's your
misconception?
That you're aggressive. What do you think?
Very aggressive. I'm really not. Mm-hmm. But, I can definitely see that. That has been the thing my whole life, though. You know what I'm saying? Just because my size and then, you know, I hate to say it, but the color of my skin. Mm-hmm. What happens is I could just be, you know, just coming, you know, just going in the store now, you know, you see the looks, me just coming. Ooh, and then I got dreads now. Oh, man, I got 3 strikes against me. Now I'm big, black, and dreads. And that's crazy that we live in this type of society, but it is true. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, but once you types on TV and in the
yes,
media and stuff
yes,
like
yes. So they looking at the, you know, those norms and stuff I was talking about. So they look. Oh yeah. So if he that way, he from Chicago too.
You know, the norms are just algorithms, right?
Makes sense.
It's on the algorithms.
Yeah, that makes sense. That is right. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm aggressive. I'm out to get you type of deal. And once, like you said, once you sit down and have a conversation with me, I'm going to give you some life. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you something to go off and say, you know what? I didn't even think of things like that before.
Yeah. I feel like we are, like, two of the most unlikely people to, like, come together. We are very different. Definitely. We have different experiences. But we both from the Midwest, right?
Yeah.
We both saw a need for something. And we both had a desire to, like, shake things up in our lives a little bit.
Yes.
And so I think that was, like, the one of the greatest things that, like, kind of, like, happened. I feel like you are, like, a very vibrant, bright personality. Like, you going, like I said, you going to let everybody know who you are in the room. You're going to work the room. You're going to be social. You're going
to,
me,
out.
Not so much. I'm very reserved. You
observant.
Know? I'm very observant, too.
Yes.
I am very quiet.
Talk when she need to talk.
That's it.
That's how my father was.
Say only what needed to be said.
He was a man of less. He was more of a man of action than man of words. That's what I remember about him. And that's kind of somewhat to me as well. But like I say, it's just my thing is we live in this life we live in right now. Only thing we have is this moment. That's it. That's all we have is this moment. So we have to be. We have to vibrate high. We have to know. Hey. It's going to be okay. We good.
Right. Look, let me tell you. What's so crazy right now is that in this season, right, I'm celebrating somebody's birthday today, right?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gia. And I'm also mourning for the loss of someone's mom.
Condolences.
Yep. Floyd.
To the family.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I mean, life is delicate in that way.
Come on now.
You know?
Yeah.
Very, very delicate.
Both different sides of spectrums.
Very, 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 very heavy. You know, on both
yes.
ends.
Like, yes, yes.
You
yes.
know? And so the only thing that you said, life be life. But like at the end of the day.
God
like,
be God.
Man. And love on your people while they here.
Give them their flowers now. You know what I'm saying? You ain't talk to your mama, give her a call. You ain't talk to your dad, give them a call. If you ain't talk to your children, shout out to your children. Go holler at them. Your auntie, your cousin, your uncle, anybody that you love, anybody that you, you know what I'm saying, you want to make sure they okay.
I'm saying value relationships.
Value relationships.
Value what people bring to the table.
Yes.
Value it all.
I agree with you. You know what I'm saying?
Value human life.
You know, everyone want to shine bright like a diamond, but nobody want to get cut. Hoo-wee. Hey, let me say that one more time. Everybody want to shine bright like a diamond, but don't nobody want to get cut. Shout out to Eric Thomas again, man. I'm telling you, dude on fire, man. You feel me? So, you know, that's one of my, I'm going to make my mentors a shout out to the men that's out there doing what they need to do, standing up for their family, standing up for yourself, first of all, because if you're not standing up for yourself, you can't stand for nothing. You can't help nobody. If you you always giving and giving and giving. That's why you got a headache. That's why your health messed up. You know what I'm saying? I need to go to the doctor, but you don't even go to the doctor. You know, your damn toe about to fall off. Love yourself. Love on yourself so you can be able to love on others.
Look, so we're going to start wrapping this up. We just want to let you guys know that we have what we have lined up for you coming up this season. We got all girls programming, unfiltered, all boys. You say you want to be called a boy? All men program? Okay. All male program, which means basically we're going to have an all guys, all girls, female group, unfiltered, yeah. Where we're going to be talking about, like, whatever they want to talk about. But we're working on producing that aspect of the show.
Yes,
we are. We're
yes,
also we are. Working on a mental health panel to yeah. address and answer any questions that you guys might have about mental health. You know, just anything from experience, from those experts that might be on the panel.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Your excuse.
I should have had a bottle of water with me.
I should have had to.
And so, and you'll get more of us, Roosevelt and Kimmy, Kimmy and Roosevelt. Follow us on Facebook, like, subscribe, stream us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. Like, we out here. And we hope that we get to share more with you guys and you guys get to experience more of us. Let us know what you want to see more of. We're always open and looking for more content, ideas, and topics that we can bring out for you guys. And, like, we open.
Like she said, we open, man. We open because, you know, it's not just for us. It's also for y'all, too. And let's continue to bring this mixed culture to Grand Forks. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the people that tuned in today. You know what I'm saying? Again, hit
Thank
us on
you.
Facebook with Roosevelt and Kimmy. If you go on YouTube, check it out. Mix_culture 2023. But then you also go to Apple. Go to Amazon.
Spotify.
Go to Spotify.
Podbean.
Type in Mixed Culture. You're going to check us out. And let us know. Leave some messages. Leave some texts. Let us know you're checking us out. You feel me? Because without y'all, it wouldn't be no us. But actually, it would be. And we still going to be great.
On. I'm you trying feel to me? Tell you, we're going to be us at the end of the day. The
we
day got to end.
You feel me? You know, on that level, man, I appreciate y'all checking in. I got one more quote, man. It's going to end the day with it. Greatness is a lot of small things done well. How many of y'all out there trying to be great? Hey, check us out next couple weeks. Mixed Culture, we in here.
Bye.
Bye-bye.